The next day, the women were gathered on straw mats under the shade of a mango tree, while Granny braided Alma's hair and Zaituni braided the hair of a neighbor's girl. Sitting down beside them, I asked Granny to tell me about my grandfather, from the beginning. And under the fanning shade of a mango tree, as hands wove black curls into even rows, I heard all our voices beginning to run together. The sound of three generations tumbling over each other like the currents of a slow-moving stream. My questions like rocks roiling the water. The breaks in memories separating the currents, but always the voices returning to that single course, a single story. First, there was Miwiru. It's not known who came before. Miwiru sired Sigoma. Sigoma sired Owini. Owini sired Kisori. Kisori sired Ogelo. Ogelo sired Otondi. Otondi sired Obongo. Obongo sired Okoth. And Okoth sired Opio. The women who bore them, their names are forgotten, for that was the way of our people. Okoth lived in Alego. Before that, it is known only that the families traveled a great distance, from the direction of what is now Uganda, and that we were like the Maasai, migrating in search of water and grazing land for great herds of cattle. In Alego, the people settled and began to grow crops. Once people began to settle and farm, the land in Alego became crowded. Opio, son of Okoth, decided to move to Kendu Bay. When he moved there, he was landless. But in the custom of our people, a man could use any unused land. He worked in the compounds of other men and cleared the land for his own farm. But before he could prosper, he died very young, leaving behind two wives and several children. One wife was taken in by Opio's brother, as was the custom then. She became the brother's wife, her children his children. But the other wife also died, and her oldest son, Obama, was orphaned when still a boy. He too lived with his uncle. But the resources of the family were strained, and so as Obama grew older, he began to work for other men as his father had done before him. The family he worked for was wealthy, with many cattle, but they came to admire Obama, for he was enterprising and a very good farmer. When he sought to marry their oldest daughter, they agreed, and the uncles in this family provided the necessary dowry. And when this eldest daughter died, they agreed that Obama could marry the younger daughter, whose name was Naoki. Eventually, Obama had four wives, who bore him many children. He cleared his own land and became prosperous, with a large compound and many cattle and goats. And because of his politeness and responsible ways, he became an elder in Kindu, and many came to seek his advice. Your grandfather, Onyango, was Nyaoki's fifth son.